This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It was the insiders, and it was Donovan Mitchell and a couple Lakers firsts to Dallas. The Cavs get the number one pick, Javon Carter, Gabe Vincent, Maxi Kleber, PJ Washington, and Daniel Gafford. The Lakers get Jared Allen, and then the Bulls get Dalton Connect, Caleb Martin, and a couple second-rounders from the Cavaliers. What's wild about this is somehow the Lakers give up the most while they really only get Jared Allen back in return.
Yeah, but Jared Allen is exactly what they need. There's a reason why Jared Allen's been linked to the Lakers the entire time. I'm thinking about Flagg, Mobley, and Garland as your new trio, though.
I really struggle with this, man.
It's just because you don't like Cooper Flagg.
So it's not I don't like. I've really, in the NBA, they're just, I know that there are unique circumstances. Like when Wemby comes along, it's a no-brainer.
And he's not Wemby. Like we need to acknowledge that.
Well, I think that, but like when LeBron comes along, I get it. It's a no-brainer, even though that wasn't a no-brainer because of LeBron versus Carmelo. I don't think that's what Cooper Flagg is. Like, and now granted, some of these are in jest, but the Ringer has their player comps. Jason Tatum, very good. Nicky Batum, less good. Sean Marion, okay, but maybe not number one pick, okay. Andre Kirilenko, definitely not number one pick, okay. And then the number one is Scottie Pippen. And I even think that is a little aggressive because Scottie, part of what made Scottie...
We did hear a lot of Scottie Pippen comps at one point.
Well, Scottie was just, I mean, I think people have forgotten that Scottie was...
Scottie was really good.
An elite defender.
Yeah.
A point forward, and he could do everything. Like, Scottie really could have been. I honestly think Scottie's one of the most slept on players of the last 50 years in the NBA. Scottie, if he had been traded to New York with Patrick Ewing, he would have been the best player on a championship
and
team.
And ask Scottie. He'll tell you that he would have been too. He's very vocal about how being an MJ shadow basically cost him the chance of being a generational player in his own right.
And Michael's very vocal that Scottie belongs in his shadow.
Yeah. You see how this works? And you have to count the 1 year that MJ, you know, went and played baseball. It didn't cost the Bulls a lot of wins.
So I just continue to look back at this. And listen, Dallas isn't going to do it, even though Nico Harrison is an absolute nutball and maybe a little bit of a dope. Because you can't say, we're going to build this thing around defense, and then Donovan's the guy that you bring in. And you can't trade Luka Doncic and then pass up on a player that everyone's very excited about.
Oh, so more importantly, and again, this is never going to happen, but this is the fun part about radio and really summertime right now, but like how would Kyrie Irving and Donovan Mitchell play along with each other?
Well, I think that maybe Kyrie doesn't opt in then. Maybe Kyrie goes elsewhere.
Well, all right, because I was talking for months about the idea that Kyrie would opt out and then go to New York, but I had that like 3 months ago that was going to happen. I don't know, though. I don't know. I can't get inside Kyrie's brain. Nobody's been able to get inside Kyrie's brain.
But I don't think it's happening from the Mavericks side
injury,
of things.
But the injury he had, so he would have to... Because you'd think then he would... Donovan would play the point, and then he would just wait until Kyrie got back, and then he'd slide over to the two.
I think so. But from the Cavs side...
But you present some of the very similar problems that the Cavs already have is the point.
Well, I mean, Kyrie is kind of a bigger, more injury-prone version.
He's much better, but you're basing your entire team around then... The two-guard setup.
And Anthony Davis.
That the Cavs have basically abandoned already.
And I do think, like, a Scottie Pippen type would be a really fascinating... Meaning somebody that can do everything you need to do, plus back up the point guard here, and being another facilitator, and also being an elite perimeter defender. So the problem is, I just don't buy into Cooper Flagg, and I don't know this is the year that that's the kind of trade. Like somebody earlier had said, this feels like Ron Harper for Danny Ferry. I think that's a little heavy, but it does feel like a top 15 player for maybe a top 25 player. And that's if Cooper stays healthy and maxes his capability in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bigger question would be, would Cavs fans be cool with the idea of, if you think Evan Mobley's not quite there yet, it's not putting it on pause, but it's putting it on ice, essentially, for a year or two to then give off bigger returns a couple years down the road. And I just don't know that many Cavs fans right now would buy into that, because I think you're going for the immediacy, because we live in that type of world right now.
And I also think Donovan is a superstar name. Having been in the NBA for 8 or 9 years now, and it's really tough to walk away from that cachet. I guess I would say, from the idea standpoint, which is proven elite star gets traded for younger star with upside, but that has to grow into it. I think the number one reason why this would be something the Cavs should at least consider, even though I wouldn't do it personally, is because it allows you to reset your window.
Right.
And all of your three best players would be 25 or under. And I think Darius and Evan have grown enough where they can carry the team going forward as you wait for that third player to come up to speed for where you are.
Meanwhile, the Mavs then would have like a 1-2 year window to try to win everything.
Yeah. And I think that's like getting back to our conversation earlier. The reason why Donovan can't be untouchable is he's 28 going on 29. He cannot be untouchable. And you factor in the contractual side of things and what you're going to have to pay him. You want to be a year ahead of Donovan, as opposed to the same thing with Kyrie, by the way. You want to be a year ahead on these guys than a year behind. Because if you're a year behind, and the NBA being a year behind, meaning a guy is over the hill, maybe he ends up having injury problems, and this happens with small combo guards and point guards all the time in the NBA.
Yeah.
Being a year behind on that means that you're stuck with that guy for 4 years. It instantly would go from best contract in the NBA, you're getting every cent out of that deal, to you can't win because of that contract. Listen, Donovan's such a tough dude, and he's built more on strength than he is on speed, that I think that'll buy you some production out of him. But when these dudes' knees go, they go.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when the downfall of Donovan Mitchell and his career will be. Because I do think we've gone maybe to an extreme here, where it's like at 29 and 30, he's still going to be good. You got to worry more about 32, 33, 34. And then even within today, I mean, today we're seeing all these different stars push it as far as they possibly can. I'm trying to map it out in my head to where and at what point the Cavs really have to start to panic about his age. We're just not quite there yet, though.
I just want to get to a point where, whether it's with Darius or Donovan or Darius and Donovan together, you don't ever have to operate out of panic.
Well, that's one thing that... Okay, well, panic's going to be there regardless, because until you win a title, it's just going to be there.
Well, no, when I say panic, I mean you're stuck, not because of, well, you're in the second apron, or because of this, that, you're stuck because of age and injury. And Donovan is close enough that there just has to be trades out there you'd consider. And again, I can't think of a lot. I mentioned the Jaylen Brown, who's a year younger, but Jaylen Brown for Donovan trade that would maybe work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I do think, like, to this continued notion in the report from Fedor at Donovan's Untouchable, yeah, I think if the Cavs are really thinking about their future with Evan, because what I don't want to have happen is you trade, and I said this earlier, you trade Darius to get a better fit around these guys. A year from now, Donovan goes, you know, I love Cleveland. I'd love to be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you've got one elite level skill player.
It's a disaster, yeah.
And when, if you're thinking 3 years ahead, and that's how rosters are built, you should be building in three-year increments.
And without Donovan, Darius becomes much more appetizing, by the way.
Yes, no, 100%. Like, I think the way that you can protect Donovan as a scorer, as a facilitator, defensively, the way you can protect him is the same way you can protect Darius.
Yeah.
Which is by size and shooting and athleticism on the perimeter.
Yeah, why Cooper Flagg can be brought into this discussion is because there's so much intrigue and there's upside attached to it there, and I just don't know that the Cavs would be able to find anybody that would be in that same realm. Like, I like your Jaylen Brown one. I like you bringing him up. I wouldn't do it, but I like you bringing him up just because it's the only one that is in. And I don't even know if that's necessarily a fair one for one, even because Donovan just made top five MVP. He was all NBA first team this year. Like he's at heights that Brown just isn't at right now.
And with Brown, you're gonna have to take on a little more money long term, which would mean Boston would have to help facilitate a third team to get both teams under the luxury tax. So it would probably be like Donovan and maybe Okoro or Strus. With Strus or Okoro going to a third team, then Boston sending a second player onto that third team and then draft assets going there to eat up some cap space.
It's going to be interesting. The way we're talking, though, I really do think we're headed towards a summer that could bring us basically anything. So we're ruling Evan Mobley out.
Yeah. That's the only untouchable.
If you actually got like a text notification to your phone and was like Donovan Mitchell traded, what's your reaction? Are you shocked?
It's a lot like the reaction now. In the dog segment at 5:40. It would take the wind out of my sails, and then I would
regroup. That was as quiet as you get, by the way, in that dog segment.
And I would regroup and say, all right, what did we get for him? I don't know why I said regroup, like regroup, but I'd regroup.
You'd regroup. Terry Francona.
Voter. Got to regroup. Okay. Hosey.
What kind of fish would you like?
Regrouper.
I'll take the regrouper.
This is a problem. We've been working long enough together now that you're laughing at my bad jokes. And don't encourage those. But no, so where we're going with this?
I'm stuck on regrouper.
What's your reaction?
I'm stuck on regrouper.
Regrouper.
I'd be floored. I'd be as shocked as shock gets if they traded Donovan Mitchell.
It would. So let me put it this way. You could not trade. The number one thing is you could not trade Donovan for the kind of trade that you gave to Utah. You would need,
no, not at all.
Because you would need
picks do nothing for us.
You would need like a Jalen Green coming back, and I don't think they would make that trade. But you would need like that kind of thing where it's like, all right, this kid is maybe a top 50 player now, and he's got the ability to be a top 25 player or a top 15 player. He's just a year or two away from that.
Yeah, but my thing is with Donovan, and this is the part of the Cooper Flagg discussion that just kind of throws me, is that if I'm trading Donovan, I need at least 5 to 15 best player in the NBA in return. But I don't know that Cooper Flagg is going to get there. We just don't know that. He was a very, very good college basketball player. It doesn't mean he's going to be a very, very good NBA player.
So we're correct in that I would not trade him for somebody in this draft. And I think that's another where I just draw the line and say, yeah, if it was Wemby, we'd all feel differently. But it's not Wemby. It's Cooper Flagg.
It's not Wemby. Yeah,
and
exactly. They're trying to make it seem like he's Wemby.
So I don't know if I got to this. I want to circle back to it. I hate that it's just Cooper and it's just decided he's been the number one pick. It was decided the second they got the pick.
Dallas already said we're doing that. And that's
I just,
they didn't do any draft recon or any of that. Because it's not like they knew they were getting the number one pick.
Yeah.
They had such a low percentage chance of getting it. And then it was so funny to me because within 24 hours, then it's like, yeah, all right, we've made up our mind. We're taking Cooper Flagg. But could you imagine? I mean, Nico Harrison is already dogged on as much as anybody I can ever remember being dogged on that's in charge of making these trades and such.
I mean, isn't that Bogdanovich dog dong? Dog dong.
He just told us not to laugh at that, Max. He said, don't support his bad jokes. So now we should probably just stalemate him here.
But I think my point is, Ben Simmons was he's going to be the first pick in the draft. And then things happened after that. DeAndre Ayton was an unquestioned first pick in that draft. Then came Luka Doncic and Trae Young.
Yeah, but now is not the time for Nico to try to outsmart the room.
Oh, no. I'm talking about in terms of, I'm already a little leery when the rest of the NBA goes, oh, that's the number one pick. Don't even have the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm a little leery on the NBA's ability to land that successfully.
I'm just happy we don't have the Wemby draft where outside of Wemby, when they made those selections, it's like we never heard of half of these guys.
216-474-0092. So ESPN put together prospective trades for the number one pick, and one of them centered on Donovan Mitchell going to Dallas and Jared Allen going to L.A. I think that's the other part, is it's not just Cooper Flagg, and it won't just be seen as Cooper Flagg for Donovan, it's Cooper Flagg for Donovan and Jared Allen. That's a lot. That would be half your core for a kid that I'm not sold on and a kid who we'll see who he is 5 years from now.
But don't worry, we got Gabe Vincent back.
Daniel Gaffords.
Yeah, there we go.
DJ Washington. Huh? Now we're just saying names. Gabe Vincent.
That's what they did to us. That's what this trade did to us.
Would you want the Cavs to consider trading Donovan Mitchell for the number one pick, in case you missed it? Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.